Welcome to Green Light Go. Let's pop the cork on this thing and get it rolling. All right, Friday morning, December 24th. My name is Dave Abramowitz. Welcome to Green Light Go, all the news you could use for our best green pal, the Apple Newton Message Pad. A few things up the top. If you are new to the Newton, there's three places you want to go right off the bat. The first would be newtontalk.net, where you can sign up for one of the best discussion lists on the planet. Discussing all things Newton, go to newtontalk.net and subscribe. Second place you want to go is the World Newton Association. Had a recent meeting in Paris. Most of us were very envious and not there, but you can visit them at worldwide-newton.asso.eu.org. If you're driving, don't write that link down. I don't even know why I'm telling you that, but just Google the World Newton Association and you'll find them. And the third place you want to go is www.unna.com, the United Network of Newton Archives, to get all the software you'll need to get your message pad off the ground and have all kinds of fun. And speaking of all kinds of fun, this week on the Newton Talk discussion list, a lot of jibber-jabber about the Newtie Awards. And no, I'm not talking about the Michael Jackson Awards. I'm talking about your chance to vote for the best of the Newton. Developers, packages, people, software, songs about penguins, whatever you'd like to vote for, it's all there on the Newtie Awards, thanks to Rich at thisoldnewt.com. So head on over there and vote for the Newtie Awards, and your vote will definitely count. Development news. We've got a couple of things going on of note. Egan Rackley, who is the author of Newtendo, the new Nintendo emulator for the Newton, has come out with a few new demos to whet our appetites of a future version. He's written a few Mode 7 demos and would like us to go take a look at them. You can at dev.newtontalk.net/Egan, E-A-G-A-N. There you'll find a few packages. And Egan says, if you don't know what Mode 7 is, think Super Nintendo, F-Zero, Mario Kart, stuff like that. So a very exciting development if you are into Nintendo, playing Nintendo games on your Newton. Some cool stuff coming in from Egan. Then lastly, some interesting talk about web browsing on the Newton. There is a site, squeezer.net, that's spelled S-K-W-E-E-Z-E-R.net. And if you use that as your proxy from your Newton browser, it will flatten the site out so that it's text-only and Newton-friendly. Attempts were made with Courier and NetHopper. Courier does not yet support forms. NetHopper also had a problem, but you can use Newtscape, or you can enter a URL in a specific way. Just check the Newton Talk discussion list archives, and you'll catch up on how to use squeezer.net as your proxy so that you can browse from your Newton and get all the information you need. That's about all the news there is in Newton world this week. Next week is probably going to be pretty slow because of the holidays, so happy holidays, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this introductory virgin broadcast of Green Light Go. My name's Dave Abramowitz. Hope to talk to you again next week. Until then, keep the green.